and welcome to this latest horticulture focused edition of the AHDB podcast. I'm Josh, and today we're going to be providing you, our listeners, with an update on the progress being made on aphid control with the help of one of our experts. Professor Rosemary Collier is a key part of the Warwick Crop Centre, an umbrella organisation at the University of Warwick. It's an internationally recognised centre for translational research in sustainable agriculture, horticulture and food security. Your work is around the topic of aphid control. You lead the aphid trials for the Scepter Plus campaign in particular. So if you could just give us an overview of the work you do with regards to that and any of the current progress of the live projects that you have that are currently underway.
Okay, right. So obviously we're talking during the COVID-19 lockdown. So that's having a bit of an impact on some of the work that we're doing currently. And I'll highlight that as I go along. In terms of Scepter Plus, I'm the pest lead for the Scepter Plus program, and at Warwick Crop Centre to sort of kick off the work on aphid control. We looked at a whole range of products in lab tests. We looked at 7 conventional insecticides and 13 biopesticides, and we tested them against 4 pest aphids. So that's cabbage aphid, peach potato aphid, willow carrot aphid and currant lettuce aphid. We didn't test everything against every species because we'd already tested some of them against some of the species before. And to summarise it sort of in a nutshell, then all the conventional insecticides were generally extremely effective. There were some differences between the different pest aphids, and we think that could be attributed partly to the formulation of the products. And this is an area that we need to follow up. The biopesticides were more variable in their activity, but we did identify some promising candidates. And where we did, we investigated both efficacy and persistence. So, for example, with a lot of the conventional insecticides, all the aphids died within 6 days after application of the treatment. And so we reinfested the plants to see how long the treatment would persist. And for some of the products, we did that a couple of times, and they were showing good persistence. So that's sort of quite a large amount of data that we've produced on a number of products. And what has happened since then within Scepter Plus is that there have been a few specific and glasshouse and field trials to look at particular pests. So I'll just sort of list those kind of briefly. Some work's been done at STC looking at control of aphids on pepper, and that's been reported. At Warwick Crop Centre, we have done field trials to look at control of lettuce root aphid, which since the loss of the neonicotinoid seed treatments is becoming an increasing threat to growers. They're quite concerned. So we conducted, say, a couple of field trials, and unfortunately, we were looking at, because there are no potential seed treatments at the moment, we were looking at phytodrip treatments, and unfortunately, none of those were effective. Similarly, we also at Warwick Crop Centre did a trial on phytodrip treatments for control of aphids on brassicas. So that's cabbage aphid and peach potato aphid. And in this trial, we looked at both efficacy and persistence of the phytodrip treatments. And we did identify a number of effective treatments. So it looks as if phytodrip treatments are pretty good for control of aphids on the foliage, but the lettuce root aphid is a harder target to actually crack. And in terms of aphids, then there is also some new work planned on aphid control in hardy nursery stock to be undertaken by ADAS.
The control of aphids on lettuce and brassica crops, obviously that's one of the projects that you focused on previously. I'm keen to sort of discuss how the previously funded projects, like they've sort of sharpened our knowledge of aphids in particular. Do you think they've been particularly beneficial?
Okay. So I guess, yeah, in terms of the previous work that we've done, some of it which has been funded by HDB, some of it by DEFRA, some of it by other funders. I think through it all, we've got a clearer but not complete knowledge of aphid biology. And for example, we're better able to predict the timing of infestations by at least some of the species. So willow carrot aphid and lettuce root aphid, for example, and there are now day degree forecasts which are on the AHDB pest bulletin. I guess we've also over the years, I mean, there's been a continuing theme of looking for I guess new uses for novel products with regard to control of aphids, and obviously over the years we've been very actively involved in that, and going back in the past we worked quite a lot, for example, on the neonicotinoid seed treatments when they became available. But obviously products come and go, so it's work that you have to carry on all the time. I guess other work, for example, with the work of Dave Chandler at Warwick Crop Centre and his team, we're learning more about the use and application of biopesticides. And at the moment, that's particularly within the AHDB's AMBER project. And then over time, through other funding sources, we have been looking at and are continuing to look at other components of IPM. So, for example, host plant resistance. So at the moment, that's being addressed within the VEGIN project. It's also being considered as part of a BBSRC funded PhD in the Waitrose Collaborative Training Partnership. And there's also a SARIC, BBSRC SARIC project led by Dave Chandler, where they're looking at combining host plant resistance, potential host plant resistance, with methods of biological control. I guess the other thing I'd flag up is that it's also important to be aware of insecticide resistance issues with aphids and with other pests as well. So we keep up to date with the work of Steve Foster at Rothamsted, and that is generally, but also through the Insecticide Resistance Action Group, which I chair. So what we've been doing is, and that as part of Sceptre Plus as well, because I think we're all aware that we need increasingly to use pesticides thoughtfully as part of IPM. We've also recently built a database which summarises the impacts of pesticides on non-target species. So this contains information from a large number of studies, and that can be added to over time. So hoping that is information that growers and agronomists will be able to refer to when they're thinking about which pesticides to apply when, so that they're aware, say, which of them have sort of greater effects on non-targets, which might be predators, parasitoids, or I guess other sort of beneficial insects like bees.
In conjunction with yourself, we put together the AHDB pest bulletin, and about your contribution and where in particular it can be found for those levy payers who are listening who haven't accessed it before.
Okay, so the AHDB pest bulletin is an overview, if you like, of the activity of the main pests of vegetable and salad crops in the UK. It's the main pest bulletin is available on the Syngenta UK website, and it's organised by pest or pest group. So, for example, there's a bulletin for aphids in carrot, a bulletin for aphids in lettuce, and those bulletins are updated once a week, and depending on the pest, they contain information about trap captures, and I'll say a bit more about that in the moment, and some of them also contain forecasts for those particular aphids, and the forecasts are based on a weather data set that's funded by Syngenta, and we have 10 weather stations from Scotland in the north to Cornwall in the south. So if you like, they're producing regional forecasts. In terms of monitoring data, then for aphids, the main source of monitoring data are the records of suction trap catches from the Rothamsted Insect Survey. Those can also be accessed through AHDB Aphid News, but in the Pest Bulletin, I summarise them, if you like, by crop group and species, so that all the information is in one place. This year, we're also hoping to incorporate some information from the network of water traps that are run to monitor aphids in potato crops. We're just working on that that now.
You've got a history of being of working within this sector, and was there anything to come from the Warwick Crop Centre over the next 12 months that they should keep out and keep a lookout for at all?
Okay, so I think an interesting strand has actually been the European OVRIN, the European Vegetable Research Institute's network, and I'm on the board for that, and I coordinate the IPM working group, and that's to me has been a really interesting and useful network to belong to, because it basically involves all the research institutes working on vegetable and salad crops throughout Europe, and obviously we in the UK do a reasonable amount of work on pests of vegetables and salads, but there's always more that can be done, so it actually gives us access to a lot more expertise and information. And one thing that has arisen out of that group is a new Horizon 2020 project in which actually both AHDB and Warwick are partners. It's led by a research organisation called InAgro in Belgium, and it's a thematic network. So it's not about doing new research, it's about identifying information tools, if you like, that are useful to growers and agronomists, and this project is called Smart Protect, and it's about identifying and benchmarking smart technology that will be useful for the management of pests and pathogens. So this could be to do with diagnostics, monitoring and forecasting, new methods of control, etc. So basically what we're doing is we're targeting the companies throughout the world that make and sell these different tools and techniques, and then we will, if you like, benchmark, evaluate them, and then make that information available to growers and agronomists.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We hope you found it useful. For more information about aphids, check out AHDB Aphid News, which provides regional information on aphid species and numbers. Download the latest edition by visiting ahdb.org.uk/aphid-news. To access regular pest bulletins put together by AHDB with the assistance of Professor Collier and the team at Warwick Crop Centre, as well as Syngenta, visit ahdb.org.uk/knowledge-library. /HDB-pest-bulletin. For regular aphid updates via social media, make sure you follow HDB's horticulture channel and Warwick Pest News. Finally, make sure you never miss an HDB podcast by subscribing at hdb.org.uk/podcast. Catch you next time.